Hey, everybody, welcome to a little bit of woo woo. There are a million Mercury in retrograde videos, and we are going to make another one today. So I'm calling it's Mercury again. We're going to do a little short explanation on Mercury in retrograde. People are always asking me about this, and Mara knows everything. So, Mara, tell us what we need to know about the upcoming Mercury in retrograde and what we need to know.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I don't know everything.
Okay, sorry.
Just can I make a disclaimer? I just know a bunch of things and then I get messages. So what everybody needs to know is Mercury is in retrograde 3 to 4 times a year, depending on whether it crosses the calendar at the new year, like it did this time. So we were in retrograde at the end of December and at the beginning of January. Retrograde lasts about 3 weeks, but 3 weeks before, while Mercury's in a shadow, where it's actually going over the place it'll be retrograding through. And then 3 weeks after, where it's going back over that shadow one more time before it starts true forward progression wherever it was from where it's originally started. So that's why Mercury retrograde is really more like a 9-week period-ish.
Two months.
Huh?
Yeah. 9 weeks, 2 months.
Okay, yeah, so what are they doing? But the part that counts that where the things happen is that 3 weeks or a little bit longer, like this Mercury retrograde. So this what does retrograde mean? It just means that Mercury appears to move backward in the sky because we and the Earth and our relative positions as we're revolving around the sun, sometimes Mercury's going faster than we are. So we're going this way and it's going that way. So it looks like it's going backwards from the Earth perspective. And that's all you need to know. When Mercury goes retrograde, that just means wherever it is in the sky, we need to pay more attention to because we need to slow down. In fact, I drew a card just before we went on camera here. I don't know if it shows up the right direction or not.
Be vigilant.
It says vigilant. Okay. Be vigilant. That is like the best Mercury retrograde message you could ever have. Because what you want to do is pay attention to what happens in that pre-shadow, which this year was from, or this particular time is from March 18, 2024 until the 1st of April, 2024. So that's about 12 days, right? 12, 13 days. That period of time, pay attention to what's happening, because April 1st to April 25th is when Mercury is appearing to move backward. And that's when we are going to have to start looking at what's not working and not push ourselves. And that really is the big message for this particular Mercury retrograde. Mercury is going to be retrograde in Aries. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries is the beginning. It's the Fool card, if you will, in the Tarot. It's like, I'm going to start my new adventure. I'm starting a new zodiacal year. I am ready to go. And there's Mercury saying, no, you got to stop now. You got to slow down. We're going to retrograde for 3 weeks. Ah, that's not fun for Aries. Not fun at all.
Well, go ahead. I was going to say, you bring up an important point because, you know, you said there's 3 or 4 of these a year. Are they all different or is it depend on the person's chart?
Both. Yes.
Okay.
So like this year, because of the nature of the timing, Mercury will be retrograde in the fire signs. And that would be Aries and Leo and Sagittarius. So if you are an Aries or a Leo or a Sagittarius, you may be more affected by these retrogrades this year. Or if it figures heavily in your chart, that may be another reason why you would be affected by it more so this year. When we look at Aries, it is the sign of fire and it's the earthly connection to fire. Okay. It's really elemental. It's primal. It is also like the god of war. Aries is the god of war. He's got a mission. He's got to go make it happen. Your soul said, I have a mission. I'm going to go make it happen. And Aries is where we're all at now, whether it's our birthday or not. So it does make a difference that it's in a fire sign and that it's in Aries because that gives like a flavor to the whole recipe.
Interesting. So world events wise, does that mean we're more likely to have conflict events during this particular retro?
I don't want to sound like, you know, dire predictions,
yeah, no.
But it is harder to have a thoughtful, peaceful process play out. There is a lot of opportunity for, I like the card said, be vigilant. In my heart, the word for Mercury retrograde in Aries is cranky. So there's just a lot of opportunity for people, whether they are an ambassador to another country or the mom of three kids under 7 years old. There's just a lot of opportunity for cranky. So yes, when it comes to world events, not only could they be more likely to have, you know, spikes and tension and breath holding moments, but the people who are involved are going to have most likely a heightened sense of I hate saying these things, like in danger, or that there's a big risk and less resources for getting grounded and calming down and saying, wait a second, I have options. I need to start exploring those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. So individually and personally, people always ask me, like, you know, what's okay to do and what's not okay to do. And we off air, we had a conversation about me accidentally buying a laptop during retrograde that turned out to be garbage. So let's talk about, you know, okay. So what kinds of things are less favored, should say, buying a laptop, probably not, right? What else? Like a house?
Right. Okay. here's a great rule of thumb that I have used for Mercury retrograde. And I encourage everybody to maybe put this filter on your lens. Try not to start something new during the retrograde, if that is possible. And I don't care what sign it's in, unless there's some bizarre, amazing aspect that is countering the energy of a retrograde. I would just chill out on starting something. If you know you're going to need to start something, get it started before Mercury goes retrograde, because Mercury retrograde encourages you to, you know, maybe think it over, take another look at this, do another proofread, check all the details in the contract, make sure that the neighborhood you're thinking of moving into isn't like the kids zone at 2:30, because that's when school lets out, you know, and there's this line of parents' cars going out 25 cars deep in either direction, you know. Take time to go deeper into investigating something before you commit to something during that retrograde time. Like if you've been interviewing for a job, how can you find out more and more and more about the company you might be thinking about working for, or where you would have to live if you'd have to move? If you were going to sign a contract with somebody to, I don't know, publish your book or host your website, could you wait until after April 25th and just spend that time doing research? And if you've already started something, wow, this is a great time to go in and just go deeper with it. Do the research, ask the questions, check with other people, have your ideas checked. All those things during Mercury retrograde is just much more supported.
So what about things that people kind of have to do during the retrograde? Because I mean, we're talking about a 9-week period here and then 3 weeks that are really hardcore, like, you know, plans to go on vacation. Maybe they want to go see the Olympics. They want to fly to France. They had this plan, but they haven't bought the tickets yet. Is it okay to do it now or do they need to wait?
If they have the plans ahead of time, that's a hella good price. I'd say just buy the travel insurance, you know, and include the part where if you get sick. You know, you get covered for sick. You don't want to have to deal with medical claims if you're in another country, especially, right?
Yeah, I would just
buy insurance. Travel plans get ruined and changed, whether it's Mercury retrograde or not. So be flexible. Oh, we're going to have a layover we didn't expect. Okay, do I want to suffer over it? Or what can I do to make it, you know, be as pleasant as possible? Fighting reality will make things worse. So yeah, if you need to do it, you got to do it. You can't shut your life down for the three or four Mercury retrogrades we have a year. I think I misspoke too. It's like a week and a half before, and then the 3 weeks and a week and a half on the other side. So it's more like 6 weeks that were affected. think it's more accurate.
Somebody had told me something, and tell me if this is true, because you know, sometimes you get advice from people and it's like, is this really true? The thing, you know, if something gets lost during the retrograde, it usually gets returned to you after. Would you say that's true? Or
I like that idea. Unless you didn't want it, unless losing it was a great idea.
Like an opportunity, you know, the example was given to me was a friend who thought they had a job, they gave it to somebody else, but then the somebody else who took the job was terrible. And they decided to go with my friend, who was their second choice, and ended up being a great job for her.
Sounds right. That sounds like the kind of weird coyote crazy thing that could happen during a Mercury retrograde, you know, where the recipe that worked all the time that you go ahead and you make, you know, and during the retrograde, it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't rise, or it tastes funny, or you burn it, you know, whatever. And then the other side of it, it works again. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's weird, weird medicine.
Is a good word for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. And with this too, there's something about this that's especially poignant because it's in Aries, and Aries is all about moving outward and going forward. It's a sign of young energy. Okay. And when we have a Mercury retrograde, we're supposed to look inward and do some personal housekeeping. But Aries doesn't really like to do that. That's not fun. You know, Aries is like, let's start something new. So it's important to know that in this Mercury retrograde, you're probably going to be needing to take a look at things inside of you that have been in the way, things inside of you that it's time to update what you believe about yourself. Because we have this retrograde is deeply connected with Chiron, and Chiron is the wounded healer, and Mercury is going to be conjunct with Chiron. So we need to have, and that's on the 15th, on April 15th. So when Mercury is conjunct Chiron in Aries, you're getting messages about what's really alive inside of you, what's on fire, fire sign, right? What's on fire inside of you, and how are you going to be present with that? And maybe how are you going to tend that fire or put it out and start a new one?
So last question I want to ask is, we talked briefly about what's not as favored. What is favored? What is really like, this is the time to do it if you can.
Oh yeah. Well, like I was saying, you really want to clean things up, doing personal inventory, taking some time to kind of be with who you are and how you show up in your world. How do you show up in your relationships? There's a lot of the South Node Libra shadow energy in this, which is, how are my relationships not working, including my relationships to myself? So when you mix that in with this Aries Mercury retrograde energy, there's time for this deep soul searching. And how that can look on the outside is, why am I in this friendship with this person? Or why am I not further enjoying this relationship with this person? Why am I staying in a job that I don't like? When am I actually going to do this heart touching thing that I've always wanted to do, you know, volunteer, go climb Mount Whitney, to go back to that example.
It's a hard hike, by the way. I've done it 3 times. I wouldn't, you know.
Are you really? Oh my gosh. I honor your journey. Thank you for doing that for me.
It's not as much fun as it sounds like it would be. So if you're thinking about it, guys, it's really freaking hard.
That's when you get to the part where there's not as much oxygen.
Yeah, that's when I got where you start to get altitude sickness. Yeah, that's
exciting. Hey, unless you already have tickets, don't go climb Mount Whitney.
Well, there's snow on it right now, so you didn't do that until the summer anyway. But yes.
Yeah, okay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So basically, you want to also think about love. We have Mercury conjuncting Venus on the 17th of April during this retrograde. And so when that happens, when Venus is in Aries, she can be a little callous. She can be a little self-serving. So you get to have another opportunity to look at, where am I not seeing where other people are trying to support me in my life? Where am I not seeing where there is all this opportunity for beauty and love and experiences? And I'm just kind of got my blinders on because I think I got to go this way. You know, there's another great set of questions to explore during the retrograde, but especially around the 17th. Okay. Oh, there's one more thing.
Yes. Any final dates I forgot to get to? Go ahead. One more thing.
On the 20th, 5 days before the end of retrograde. And by the way, it is what we call applying right now because these two planets are coming together. Biggest planet, Jupiter, which is considered a benefic. It brings great gifts and empowerment. It magnifies anything it connects with, will be conjunct Uranus in Taurus during this retrograde. So that energy of Jupiter and Uranus coming together is phenomenal for unexpected opportunities to open up in your life.
Ooh, April 20th? Write that one down, guys. Unexpected opportunities. I'll take it. Goodbye, letter
G. Don't put anything out of the realm of possibilities.
Okay.
There could be, when we have Jupiter magnifying Uranus, the rebel, expect the unexpected. That could also mean like, well, I don't like the unexpected thing that happened. But most likely it's going to be around really good things. It could be because we're Taurus, and I've got money and comfort and what makes you feel good. Venus rules Taurus. So, you know, we're bringing more of that Venusian energy in. So it could really be about money and finding that home that you really want to buy and getting a big raise or an offer to a better job, or somebody gives you the advance on the book that you've been, you know, sending out for 2 years and suddenly it's like, here's your advance. I get an advance. Oh yeah.
Wow. Right, I love it.
So there's great possibilities to dream in.
Awesome. Well, we will have you back around the April 20th to remind us again. And so we can grab any of that last energy, any final dates that we need to know about. When is this over?
April 8th, the Aries new moon eclipse, total eclipse that crosses the United States and other countries.
Yeah. We're actually going to have you back for that. Remember, you and I are talking, we already got it on the
board. Oh yeah. It's on the calendar.
That. It's on the calendar. We'll talk about guys, that. We're going to talk about that in a whole episode.
So exciting. It's like, here's a new moon, but Mara, you're saying don't start something new. Well, figure it out.
Awesome. Mara, how can people get a hold of you? And the link will be in the description, but just go ahead and tell us.
Absolutely. I'm maraclearspring.com. And that's at Facebook, I'm Mara Clearspring. At Instagram, I'm at Mara Clearspring. LinkedIn, at Mara Clearspring. YouTube at Mara Clearspring, or I'll even be like crazy and give my email, Mara at MaraClearspring.com.
And you guys had no way of guessing that without her saying it out loud. I love it.
I know. It's so weird, huh? Yeah. It's like, please, everybody simplify as much as you can. The world would like to make things complicated and hard so you feel overwhelmed and don't exercise your sovereignty. Right. That's a bunch of bull.
Okay. We are going to do a whole show on that issue later because you and I can talk for hours on that.
Okay.
Fudge sickles. Yes, lots of fudge sickles.
Fudge sickles. All right. No. No. Exercise your power of no. And do that during this retrograde. No, I'm not going to get distracted. Like no, I'm not going to get terrified. No, I'm not going to buy into everybody's tragic story about, oh, it's such a bad time right now. No, I'm not going to blame everything on Mercury retrograde.
No, I'm not giving you my credit card number.
No.
Not signing up for your program. I love it. Mara, you're awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it. If you have any questions about the retrograde that you want us to cover when we do this again around the April 20th, please put them in the comments section. Also like and subscribe to both of our channels. You know, we really appreciate it. It doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, it helps us out. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. Keeps us encouraged to get on here and do more craziness for you.
There you go. There you go. Bye.